What generally was the instrumentation on these bands, house party bands?
Well, they'd always have a guitar for the rhythm, or sometimes it could be a banjo. They'd have a fiddle, and they'd have an accordion. And so it'd be some version of the three, you know, guitar, fiddle, accordion, or banjo, fiddle, accordion. Sometimes it might be a guitar and a fiddle. Sometimes it might be a guitar and an accordion.
How did they mix up the different kinds of tunes? Schottisches, waltzes?
Well, I think more waltzes than anything. Old-time waltzes, not waltzes you'd hear Wayne King play, certainly. And then they would throw in a schottisch or two, and then some more waltzes, and then maybe a polka, and some waltzes and a two-step. Waltzes were the biggie, I would say.
Mm-hmm. How do these waltzes differ from Wayne King styles, for example?
Well, they're fiddle waltzes, for one thing, and there's a certain sound you get from the bow work, and they were like three-chord songs. You know, they weren't, most of them, they weren't too complicated. They were rhythmic, and they had a certain tempo and a certain swing that the Norwegian waltzes have.
And you mentioned that you think of them as Norwegian tunes. And you mentioned that when we talked before that some of these tunes maybe were borrowed from different Scandinavian traditions.
Oh, yeah. They could be Swedish or... I don't think so much Danish. I don't know why, but I don't know that there was that much commerce back and forth with the music with them. But the Swedes, I'm sure there was.
Was this mostly a fiddle-oriented tradition as far as you know where it came from? And then the accordion guys learned from the fiddle guys?
Absolutely, because the fiddle is kind of the national instrument of Scandinavia, you know, in general. The accordion came along a little later, kind of in the 1830s, I suppose, something like that.
Could you talk a little bit more briefly, if you wouldn't mind, about the house parties? And, I mean, I'm assuming that it was just out in the country and that was the entertainment that was available. And we're talking you had said that you kind of came along at the tail end of this.
Yeah, this would be in the 40s, in the middle to late 40s and maybe the early 50s. What had happened is it was a gradual process, you know. As the automobile came in and became more common, people begin to go farther, you know, for a night's entertainment. Before that, they had stayed right in their own little neighborhoods and their own little towns. And once the car came in, of course, then they began to travel to the next town. And then somebody realized they could put on a dance at a hall and maybe get 200-300 people to come in, charge them $1 apiece, and pay the band and make some money. So that began to happen, and that was sort of the in thing, whereas the house parties were local to each little rural community, and people began to go to the hall dances.
Did people pay at the house parties?
They usually passed the hat.
Was that for the band?
That was for the band.
And did people bring food and drink?
Yeah. They brought food. There'd be a lunch served. People, they were kind of invitational parties. They would invite the neighbors and friends and some relatives, and they would come. You know, you might have, 20, 30 people maybe at a big house party. And you knew everybody there. If a stranger walked in, he better know somebody. You know, it wasn't going to any harm come to him, but he'd get a cold shoulder, I think.
I heard you talk about the, I think it was down in the milk house.
Well, yeah, sometimes these things were fairly temperate, I would say, except somebody would sometimes have a jug out in the milk house or behind a tree or something. And, you know, it might be homebrew, it might be homemade wine or whatever. And some of the guys would sneak out and have a sip or two. But they were pretty careful not to get too carried away.
They didn't let the women know about it, huh?
No, no. And they didn't want to get falling down or get too stupid either. I mean, yeah. You could be feeling a little good, but so it was a nice party in that sense, mm-hmm. You know.
This would have been during the war years that maybe you first were exposed to these things. And...
Yeah. Okay. And I think the house parties might have had a slight resurgence about that time because a lot of the musicians were gone to the service. So these bands that played the halls, they were more or less professional musicians, you know. So that had hurt the band business for a while there.